of Wahpeton. It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got sunshine here, warming us up little by little. We're at 33 right now. All right, our Thursday talk around begins now, and I've got a full studio. I've got Denise Lehman in, NDSES. Denise, good morning. Good to have you in.
Good morning.
And I got Frank.
Hi,
everybody,
Bill.
From the Daily News. Frank, good to see you as always,
nice
my friend.
Nice seeing you too. Great.
You've got, between the two of you, Frank's here to represent Red Door Art Gallery.
Yep.
And newly appointed to the board over there. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Denise, representing NDSES. And you two have kind of come together for a great event. We're talking the 2023 Speaker Series. And Denise, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about the speaker series and what it is all going to entail.
Sure. Well, I want to explain why Frank and I are in the studio together. I received a text message saying, Denise, the same evening as the speaker series, the Red Door Art Gallery is having their membership appreciation night. That could be alarming, but instead of, you know, getting a little bit excited about it, I called the Red Door and said, you know, here's the situation. Let's embrace it, and let's encourage everybody come to Wahpeton and
Sure. Celebrate.
So that's kind of how Frank and I are in the studio together.
Absolutely. Well, it's teamwork.
Absolutely. Yeah. And can always do more together, I think, than you can separately.
Yeah.
So the speaker series, and we're going to have this gentleman on air, too, and I am really excited to talk to him. Dwight John Zimmerman. And tell me a little bit about, I know the background, but you folks do too. So tell us a little bit about what Dwight does for a living and the beginnings and to where he's at now.
Yeah. So I actually just kind of came across Dwight through some files at our office. And for whatever reason, his name just stuck out. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a little bit of research. And as I'm researching, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, look at this. This is a 74 grad. He's a best-selling and award-winning author. He was executive editor of Topps Comics. So we all remember the Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Hulk. Well, that is the work of our grad, Dwight John Zimmerman.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah, really exciting.
And he's just done many things. He's a guest lecturer at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and the Naval War College. And he's a native of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. So in March, I went out to Devil's Lake and I met him, and we just had a wonderful visit. And I said, you know, Dwight, I want you to come to Wahpeton, share with everybody what you've done in life. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how the speaker series came about.
And his mother lives in Devil's Lake.
Yeah,
and
just turned 90.
Turned 90, so that's the connection there. This is going to happen on Thursday, October 19th at 7 o'clock. This is going to go on at the Cultural Center out there as well. And this is free, and this is open to the public, correct?
Correct. So okay. We really encourage anybody ages of 15 to 99 to join us for the evening. And, you know, we have a special treat. The culinary students will be providing the specialties, the refreshments after, and we know that we're never disappointed with their treats.
Right. Absolutely. So definitely looking forward to this event. And, yeah, I'm excited to talk to this guy. Frank, step up, my friend. Red Door Art Gallery, you got this event coming up, too. Tell us about this.
That's right. Prior to Dwight speaking at Science School, there is going to be the Membership Appreciation Night at the Red Door. And this runs from 5 to 7 at the Red Door, which is located here in downtown Wahpeton.
Right.
And it's going to be a fun event. I mean, there's light refreshments that will be served. And really, it's what it says on the name. It is an appreciation night. I mean, this is an appreciation of continued membership, volunteerism, contributions to the arts. I mean, it's a real celebration. We're very proud of it, and we hope that folks can attend.
So, Frank, you're talking membership, and people out there going, how do I get to be a member? What does that process involve?
Yes, yes. There are many, many ways to get involved. You'd want to probably, your best bets would be to call 701-591-1010. You can email rdag@midconetwork.com. Okay. Or you can also text Leslie at 701-899-0777. That's 701-899-0777. These are also the best ways to RSVP for the membership night. So
sure.
you can achieve two goals at once.
So, Frank, I know you're new to the board, but let me ask you this, too. What are some of the perks of membership at the Red Door?
Yes. I mean, you get a chance to see these wonderful, wonderful creations. I mean, these beautiful works of art. And you're furthering culture. You're getting a chance to further culture, and you're getting a chance to see how this area, how this Twin Towns area matures and thrives. And we have events, and you're really tapped into the success of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you also get the personal benefit, the nurturing, the excitement of getting to see this progress, and also personal artistic fulfillment. I come into the gallery and I feel fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I feel calm. I feel inspired.
It moves your soul, Frank.
It does, yes.
It really does. No, I can totally relate to that. So a great kind of a tag team event going on here.
Without a doubt.
Between the speaker series and the Red Door. And Denise, one more time, Dwight John Zimmerman coming to town. Folks, I highly encourage you to get out and hear this man speak. We're going to have him here on air on the 19th. But Denise, one more time, when and where?
Sure. I also want to just add that Perry Miller will be on stage, too, and doing some interviews with him.
That's a good talk.
Yeah. And it is co-sponsored by the Daily News. But Thursday, October 19th at 7 o'clock, it will be at the Harry Stern and Ella Stern Cultural Center on campus.
Fantastic. Folks, I want to thank you both for coming in. Great to talk with you. And looking forward to this event at NDSES and at the Red Door. Thanks again.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill.
Denise and Frank, we're talking 2023 Speaker Series and events happening at the Red Door Art Gallery. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has